Yeah, right to questions.
All right, we'll open it up right to questions. Front row right here, Austin.
Well, Ryan, you got a four-quarter test. How did you think Ohio State handled it?
You know, there was a point in the game there where we were taking shots, and you know, we brought the team together, and offense and defense together. Typically, you don't have an opportunity to do that in a game. It was a timeout in the field. I think it was to review the fumble, yeah. And I said, you know, we talked about going into a big heavyweight match, and you're gonna take shots. And one of the things about playing in a game like this is you have to be willing to take punches, and you have to not flinch when it happens. And that was a great example. That was the first time we were taking shots right there. You know, 14 straight points, and not proud of that because we literally gave it to them. We handed them the ball. And we're going to get that fixed. But then to see the response of everybody involved, see the guys make some big plays, you know, the big catch by Olave on offense, but then just to see the defense just impose their will, it was unbelievable to see the response. And that was the first time I've really felt, well, I mean, it was a little bit in the Wisconsin game, but that we were reeling right there. And now we had to respond. And our backs were up against the wall, and we did. And so to win a game like that that was not clean shows the toughness that we have, because you know, you walk out of that game thinking, "Ooh, we probably could have won a lot bigger than that." But that's a, you know, Penn State's a great team; they did a really good job. But at the end of the day, we got to take care of the ball. And you know, I said it to one of the coaches: maybe it's been a little too easy at times, and this was hard today. And we learned some lessons, and now hopefully we can grow from there.
Over to the left, Bill.
Ryan, how'd you like your first playoff game?
Well. It was about what I expected, which was, you know, from the beginning to the end, it was you couldn't take a deep breath at all. I felt like you were holding your breath for 60 minutes of football. But that's what you expect when you play a great team like Penn State. I mean, they came out and they battled really hard. They got really good players, really good scheme. And but just to see the toughness of our guys, it was really great.
Can you go through the decisions on it might be long, four fourth downs. You went for it twice on fourth down on the second scoring drive. You punted near the 50 on fourth and short. And then obviously the last one where it looked like Justin got nicked up.
Yeah, so I guess we'll take them back and then help me through it because my brain's probably scattered right now. The last one, it was fourth and four. Didn't want to kick a field goal at that time and you know, have a low trajectory field goal get blocked at that point. I didn't think it was smart. And it was fourth and four. And at that point, running the ball doesn't eat the clock up. We had been running the ball in the fourth quarter because I felt strong about the defense, and I felt like they were playing well, and we needed to eat the clock and kind of get out of the game is the way I felt on offense, so I wasn't as aggressive. But that fourth and four, it was a chance to shoot the ball in the end zone, and they came with a blitz. They did a really good job with it. We didn't pick it up. I would have liked to see Justin just throw it away, obviously, to not take the hit. He was trying to make a play, and those are the things that happen. You make the decisions, and you know, you do the best you can. The next one was the one at midfield. Yeah, so again, I felt the defense was playing great. It was fourth and short, and I just felt like if Drew could keep him inside the 10-yard line, that our defense and our fans, who were unbelievable again today, I mean, I don't know how many false starts that we got with the noise, but it was great. And that's, we asked Buckeye Nation to be loud in this game, and they were exactly that. They were a factor in this game, and I can't give them enough credit. I know how much our team appreciates everybody coming out early and being loud. I mean, that means everything to us. So again, thank you. But I knew if we could pin him in, play the field position game, would be okay. What was the other one? Yeah, I felt like we were rolling pretty good at that point. I felt like we were moving the ball well. And I just felt, you know, those are times to be aggressive in the game. And those are four down territories. And with our offense, we should convert in those moments. The one at the end of the half, I just felt like we were in a great place, and then we got a penalty, and we took a sack, and I was like, you know what, let's just get out of this thing before it gets ugly. It's 14-0. We're kind of reeling a little bit. It was kind of a hectic first half. You know, we're moving the ball good, but we fumbled the ball there on the one-yard line, and we had a penalty, and it was like, okay, let's just regroup at halftime. So those are, yeah.
Front row right there. Tim?
Yeah, real quick, Ryan, two quickies. How is Justin Fields at this moment? I mean, he carried the ball more than ever today.
Yep.
And, we saw him get banged up there near the end, and then number two, what is it like to get your first goal, which is Big Ten East Championship in your first year as a head coach and for this team?
I'm not going to sit around and think about it too much because we still got so much football ahead of us. But it's a tribute to these seniors, and to see the seniors play the way they did today and how much it meant to them to play their last game in the horseshoe and to send them out with this kind of win was huge. I think they all know how much football is ahead of us, but it is a huge feat to you know, for this team to, you know, get a shot to go to Indy. And so many of those guys played great today. But how about Justin Hilliard? You know, somebody who just he spent a lot of time in his program, put his, you know, his heart and soul into it, and then to have the play of the game with that interception, I couldn't have been happier for him. There's a lot of guys who made a lot of great plays in this game, and but he was one of them that really stuck out to me.
And Justin Fields, how much is?
Oh yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah. I mean, he's a warrior. I'm telling you right now, he's tough. Like you said, he ran the ball today. He was, you know, he extended plays on third down. He's got a heart of a lion. I love that kid. He's tough.
Just the middle of the week, you know, is this an anything goes kind of day? Was that? Did you have any kind of conversation with him about that? That he might be leaned on.
Yeah, he knew, and he was up for the challenge. And I, again, you know, some quarterbacks, they look at you sideways when you start having those conversations. He doesn't. He looked right back at you, like whatever it takes, coach. And I mean, you talk about a tough kid. He is tough.
Over to the left, Bill.
Ron, what's going through your mind when you have a 21-0 lead? Things seem to be going okay. Then it's 21-17, and you're self-destructing. And do you think that having this adversity will help you in the long run?
I absolutely think it will, because we haven't really faced that before. And now, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, if we take care of the ball and move the ball, who knows what the rest of the game would have looked like. But we didn't. We literally handed them the ball on two straight drives and gave them points. And we still win the game the way we did, which is just unbelievable. But I mean, this is something that we have to learn from, and that could have cost us our whole season. So the stakes are high in a game like this, and so we have to learn from that.
Your mindset during that span?
Well, it was, you know, how do I get these guys together? And, you know, we have to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, enough's enough. And, you know, we're taking shots here. And so, you know, we had that timeout where they were checking the fumble, and I think the referee said, I think it's a fumble. So we rallied those guys together and just, you know, hey, listen, what kind of response are we going to have? It's the leaders and the older guys, and to their credit, they responded in a big way.
Over to the right, Dennis.
Ryan, I don't want to suppose things, but you seem really fired up after the game like this. Did you learn things about the team today that you didn't, winning every game by at least 24 points?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you win games like that, you know your team, but you don't see them in that environment. You know, you don't see them with everything on the line. I mean, you talk about everything on the line. Everything's on the line at that moment, and everything's real, and the momentum's going their way. You can feel it. And at that point, how do you have the strength to then turn the tides and get the momentum back towards you? That's not easy to do, and they did it. And, again, I'm proud to be their coach. I'm proud to be part of this thing. It's a special group, and that's what happens when you play in a game like this. It's not pretty. It's not always going to be that way, but if you just keep swinging, that's life. And what a great lesson for our guys to learn.
Over to the left, Steve.
Yeah, Coach, your defense, I think, only gave up 60 yards, I want to say, in the first half, something along those lines, maybe a little bit more. But the turnovers kind of put them in a tough spot. And then at the end, you get the negative plays. You get the sacks. And Chase Young, in particular, 3 sacks today, coming back off of a tough situation for him. Thought about the defense and Chase Young.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, again, I just think Chase Young deserves to be in New York. I mean, how dominant of a player is Chase Young? And the impact he has on the game is just unbelievable. And the defense in general, I thought Sean Wade did a tremendous job on Hamler. He's a really good player. You know, I thought, again, Akuda and Arnett were excellent. Pete Werner had to match up against Freiermuth all day. You know, I thought he did a good job with those guys. We did a good job up front. I thought Baron Browning flashed at times. Malik was fighting. I mean, they were all in there really working hard and they, you know, won a line of scrimmage. But like you said, it was gritty. And when you look at the game at halftime, looking at the statistics, we were 250 total yards offense. I think, like you said, maybe 60 yards of total offense on the other side. Yeah, 4 first downs, and it's only 14-0. And you're like, my God. But that's, you can get in those games, and it can be so frustrating, but you just have to keep swinging, and it's not going to be perfect, and that's life. And it was just good to get an ugly win like that.
Third row right, Teddy.
Ryan, what's your philosophy on Michigan? Are you just a pure week-to-week guy, or have you been talking about that team all season and preparing for them in any way?
Yeah, we live it every day. You know, the team up north is something that we talk about every single day, and the best way to respect the rivalry is to work it every day, and we do. And so, you know, once this game got over, you know, we are going to enjoy this one. I mean, this was a hard-fought win, the top 10 team, really well coached, but quickly we transitioned to that rivalry game, which means everything to us.
Over to the left, Doug.
Ryan, specifically again, the 4th and 5 early on where you call the quarterback run for Justin. I mean, you definitely could have kicked the 43-yard field goal there to try to go up 2 scores. Was there any hesitation in your mind, or did you?
Yeah, there was, but I just I try not to second guess in those moments. Trust your instinct and go. And you know what? If it doesn't work, you know, you're going to get second guessed. But I thought the look was right. We got him in man-to-man coverage. Everything about it was right. If I didn't get the right look, I was probably going to bang a timeout and think about kicking the field goal. But it was good. The backer ran out of the box. They were up the field. We hit it, and that was a huge play in the game.
And that play call, was that something you guys felt like you knew you were going to be able to use that draw? Myers gets out, gets the block on the linebacker with the look.
It was a play that we had for, you know, second and long, or, you know, third down situations like that. And, you know, to see the execution level on that was pretty good. It's not always that easy on the draws, but we hadn't really shown that all year. So I thought it was great, really good job executing.
And you're so aggressive, and you talked about sort of in the second half you weren't as aggressive. I don't know if that means you think you maybe were conservative a little bit, just maybe not throwing the ball as much. Is that just believing in the defense? Is that feeling like, man, this game is a little bit hectic? Yes. I'm not sure here. What's the thought process?
It's everything you just said, Doug. It's that it was a little hectic. You know, we were kind of turning the ball over. Our defense was playing strong. I talked to the guys, listen, you know, we're still going to try to be aggressive, but we need to get some first downs and eat up some clock here. And that's what we were doing, you know, where typically in a moment like that, if it was a back and forth game and we had a little bit more rhythm in the game, we'd be throwing the ball more down the field and being more aggressive. But I just felt like, you know, our defense was playing strong. Let's just kind of eat some clock up and try to, you know, shorten the game. And that's not easy to do for an offensive guy. And punting the ball at that one point was not easy either, you know. Jeez.
Third row right. Rob?
Yeah, Ryan, along those lines, it looked like you were married to the run right from the get-go. I think 91 yards on that first series and then 20 carries, was it, for Justin? Is that something you thought you had to do coming into the game? Talk us through that, because it had a different vibe, this offense.
Yeah, well, I thought that, you know, they have a very good run defense, and in order to you know, gain an extra number in there, you have to equate with the quarterback. And there was a good number of those that weren't designed for him. The draw certainly was, and there was a couple others. But for the most part, we were reading somebody, and their guy, typically, the read was to pull the ball. And that doesn't necessarily always happen that way, but when you're playing against really good defenses, that's something you have to do. And I thought he made great decisions all day.
That to give future opponents a look, something else to think about. Does that factor into this at all?
No, this is all about winning this game. Yeah.
About Olave with the catch in the end zone there. Was that
unbelievable? I thought he and KJ, those two big throws and catches, were huge in this game. You know, we're looking for explosives in that area, and huge play. I thought KJ did a great job creating separation on that route, and then Chris just going up and just the heart of somebody to go up and get a ball like that. I thought Justin threw two really good balls there, but in big moments, those are clutch throws. You know, the things that you think about, and you know, 5 years from now, you go back, those are the plays. But to see Chris go up and get that ball and battle for that ball, what an unbelievable play,
folks. We have time for just a couple more. We have players and coaches coming up. Over to the left, Ari.
Hey, Ryan, 5 years ago, on the same day, Justin Hilliard and Jayshon Cornell announced their commitments, and that was like one of the most impactful or biggest recruiting days of the last decade, dating back to the beginning of Urban Meyer's tenure here. To see both of them, you know, take the long way to production in their careers, some injuries, some moving positions and whatever, but both of them made a play that ended a drive when you guys needed to stop big time. You mentioned what Justin did, but can you reflect on, you know, what a fifth-year senior can mean in this program and somebody who has overcome what both of those guys have overcome to be put in these positions?
I mean, I couldn't put it into words. There's so much that goes into what you just said, and it's a great question because, you know, Justin Hilliard and Jayshon Cornell are two guys that are their men in our program. And to have the maturity of guys like that who are, you know, 22-year-old men, you know, in the same room with 18-year-old guys who just came out of high school, there's such a different maturity level. And to have guys like that who just keep fighting and swinging, and their journey may be different. You know, Devon Hamilton's another guy. You know, his journey was different. And as you grow up and you start to work through some adversity, you work through, like you said, injuries, you work through different things, you get calloused, you get tougher, you learn about yourself, and you get what you saw today, which was unbelievable plays by both of those guys. And, you know, that was a huge reason why we won today.
Ryan, when you have, I think the school of thought sometimes is that if a player gets to his fifth year in your program, something went wrong. And this is your first game this year where you guys were sweating late into the third quarter. And I'm wondering, when you're in a game like this, to have fifth-year seniors, is that an important thing for you and how much of an impact can a guy who's been in this program that long make in these types of games?
Yeah, I think I don't think that's in fact the case when you have a fifth year senior that something's gone wrong. I love having those guys around. I love having fifth year seniors around, guys who have been around, and you don't have to worry about them. You know, with academics, you don't have to worry about them. You know, tonight enjoying a win. I mean, they're going to go home. They're going to be with their friends and family and people they love, and they're going to be here Sunday morning, be ready to go. I mean, you know, Brandon Bowen's another guy. You know, he has a child. You know, I mean, he's a man, and those guys really help you, especially this time of year. Just the maturity level, and I love having those guys around.
Last two questions. The fourth row left, Chuck.
Yeah, in football, you see this generally sometimes where a second-string quarterback has to come in mid-game and he thrives some. What complications are going on there that you saw today?
Well, I think that, I don't know, too much about, the situation there with their quarterback, Levis, but I think he was a little bit stronger running. So, they kind of leaned on some of those quarterback runs, and they were kind of pounding it in there and got a little rhythm going. But that also, I think they were feeding off of the defense who was, bought those two couple turnovers on us. And that was kind of part of that momentum. And then, once we put our foot in the ground there and stopped it, we kind of got it under control. And again, I can't give enough credit to our defensive staff, Jeff Hafley, Greg Madison, Al Washington, Matt Barnes, and then obviously Larry Johnson. These guys have done an unbelievable job on defense. They have great relationships with the players. The scheme is off the charts. They put guys in a great situation. They make great adjustments, and they motivate these guys at a high level. And to see those guys play the way they did today, they get all the credit in the world.
And last question, Clay.
You talked a little bit about the benefit of being in this kind of game. What do you think it will mean next week to have been in a slugfest?
Well, I think you have their attention now. And I know that sounds crazy, 11 weeks, 12 weeks into the season, but I think you do. I think, when you say things to somebody for months at a time and you beat teams by 30 and 40 points, they kind of look at you like, yeah, I got you, coach. We're good.
Yeah.
You know, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it. And now we're into November, and I think now they can look at you and say, okay, coach, I got you. You know, it's very unique that we'd be this far into the season before something like that would happen, but it's true.
Are you going to get in the car, turn up the jam on the way home? Like you said, that's your most fun with the family?
No, there's no question. I will be going as fast as I can up 315 with the music as loud as I can, with the windows down, and then I'm going to go sit on the couch with the family and enjoy a win.
And what is that jam?
It's whatever my son and my two daughters want to be playing. I let them choose whatever it is. I don't even know what it is sometimes. I like a couple country songs, and the one that we play in the locker room is "Ballin'," and I'm not sure who sings it, but that's our celebratory song in the car, but also in the meeting, in the locker room with the team. So
you'll be grinning from ear to ear.
Yes, I will.